Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from an angel's higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate, as they give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. You can call in on the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that number to call in for that free angelic advice is 646-716-6794. 7794. But before we get to those callers, once again, everyone, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for everyone who is following the program, everyone who has liked it. Thank you for listening in, you know, whether it's on computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the many archived weekly shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, and there are 3.5 years worth of those shows with different topics for you to tune into. So firstly, the Posse of Angels is grinning. They can't contain themselves, and they're trying to withhold their excitement, as they know that as a collective consciousness, we have all entered a magical time this past week. And it has to do with the planets of Jupiter and Uranus buddying up in the most wonderful of energies for all of us to work with and to experience. Firstly, Jupiter is the planet of expansion, prosperity, lucky breaks, blessings, prosperity, and abundance. It presents opportunities and connections that expand our world by leading us to our higher purpose. And Uranus, well, simply put, it's the planet of the unexpected and surprises. It rules the future and things yet to come, creating an energetic combination of magical, unexpected surprises, of good fortune and expansions in areas of our lives. Of course, we have to be open to receive them and to be observant in the present moment, to see the signs to those magical, unexpected surprises. And if you have put hard work, time and attention and diligence into your projects, your dreams, your endeavors and goals, this amazing planetary combination will work even much more in your favor. Now, the Posse of Angels' advice for everyone is to let go. Let God surrender to bring the fulfillment of your desires in the most miraculous of ways. I see that we have several callers on the line. 313, you're going to be up first, 708-404-206, and then Gussie is here in that order. If you are a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 20 minutes or so to speak about our topic of the day before taking your phone call. So please do hang on. Well, another one just popped up, 678. You're going to be in the end of that lineup. And the Posse of Angels want to talk about a topic today. They want to speak about a topic which they're calling Sometimes Life Just Miraculously Works Out. The Posse of Angels is beginning the program by asking us, how much time do you spend on thanking the universe for things just working out miraculously for you? You know, as humans, we do spend a lot of time scheming and analyzing as to why it may not be possible for things to work out for us. And we try to force the how and the when of life working out for us. The Posse of Angels wish to remind us that the very nature and the very miracle of life's self-generation and continuous flow is example enough that life is supposed to work out miraculously. But it is so often that it is we who put constraints and restrictions as to how it should or ought to, or that it has to work out. You know, for instance, when my husband and I first came to the States in 2008, the Posse of Angels started giving me a message, a rather convoluted message, that I would be doing radio, but not radio. Now, what the heck did that mean, radio, but not radio? So, not knowing what the heck that was, I told them, hey, guys, get back to me when you have more specific details about radio, but not radio. Now, fast forward to 2011, when I had a very busy healing practice, when suddenly it was like somebody had turned the faucet off on my clients. You know, listeners, I advertise. I tried everything and all I got was silence. Now, asking the Posse of Angels for help to increase my recognition for reaching more clients, what they told me to do was to get a psychic reading. After I caught my breath from laughing so hard, I told them, "No, I'm a psychic. What are you, crazy? I do not need to get a reading from another psychic. End of story." Well, over the next few days, the Posse of Angels' message got louder and louder to go get a reading from another psychic. You know, as I'd recently updated my information on LinkedIn, I now had quite a number of clairvoyant connections. Knowing that my Posse of Angels would never steer me wrong, I softened my resistance to their suggestion and began to look at the profiles of psychics that I was now connected with. As I stared at their profile pictures, I didn't receive any overwhelming confirmation to who to connect with. The day after my investigation, I received a random email from a fellow by the name of Psychic Jethro, asking me if he could connect with me. As soon as I saw his photo, I got a barrage of shivers and tingles all up and down my body, and I knew that he was the one. I immediately phoned him, and with a lump in my throat, I inquired as to the cost of his readings. Without any exaggeration, listeners, this is how the following conversation went. He paused when he heard my voice, and he said, "Geez, oh my gosh, look at all the angels around you. Hold on, they're saying you're one of them. I've never seen that many angels around someone. My angels and guides are telling me that I cannot charge you for a reading. They're saying the word radio, but not radio. Do you know what that means? Hold on, they're saying that you're going to be on radio and that I am here to help you. How would you like to co-host my Blog Talk Radio show next Tuesday? My angels are saying that I need to promote you, so send me your bio and your photo. I'd love for you to take calls for angel readings on my show next week. How does that sound?" Absolutely stunned, I said, "Oh, thank you. That would be lovely." 3 days later, on January 24th, 2012, I co-hosted the live radio show with Psychic Jethro, and I felt so at home taking phone calls and bringing forth channeled guidance and advice from the Posse of Angels. The day after his show, I signed on to Blog Talk Radio for my own show, Angel Healing House Radio Program, in January of 2012. By following the signs that I was sent, God and the angels increased my audience and clients, not just locally, but on a national and international level, much better and more miraculous than I could have ever worked out. And they are reminding me to tell you that they said radio, but not radio, because many of them have not lived a human life. And they know that Blog Talk Radio is not actual radio. It's internet radio. And the way that they used to describe the internet radio was radio, but not radio. Now fast forward to this year of 2015. Ever since the beginning of this year, I've been sharing with the Posse of Angels that I'm finally ready to step forth and openly share with the world my story of my angelic walk-in experience and the twin flame mission of my husband Pete and myself having divinely created our extraordinary, beautiful business, Angel Healing House. And lo and behold, the miraculous power of God and the angels and how they work their magic. Because last week, they brought to me an email from a filmmaker who asked if she could make a documentary film about myself and my work. I am so excited to see where this will divinely go. as it goes out into the world. It is the universe's job to work out miraculously because that's what it does, and that's what it does best. The Posse of Angels is saying, hold tight to your dreams, your wishes, and your intentions. Keep polishing and perfecting the diamond, which is the passion in your heart. Because as the lyrics from the Eagle song tells us, everything can change in a New York minute. Fortune not only favors the bold, but those who open themselves up to receive in the most convoluted, illogical, and limitless of ways for things to just miraculously work out and have our intention and prayers fulfilled by God and the angels. You know, it just dawned on me. I must have the faith of the teeniest of a mustard seed to have said yes to receive a psychic reading when I'm a psychic back and will continue to be paid back in ways that I can't ever possibly imagine. I guess that is why I created my quote, which says, let go of the steering wheel of life so that God and the angels can drive you around to all the miracles. Before we go on to talk about things just miraculously working out for us, let's go to our first caller, 313. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Sherelle. How are you?
Hi. I am well, Sherelle. And tell me, how are things working out in your life?
Oh, rocky. Rocky.
Rocky road,
want me
okay.
Tell you? Want me to tell you half of it?
Oh, yes. Let us in on a clue as to which area or areas of your life are a bit rocky at the moment.
Well, we just currently moved in my grandmother's house, and my auntie owned the house, and we already have an issue with it. And we are in the process of moving already, and we haven't been here for 2 months. So that part of my life and my relationship, I just miss my boyfriend, and he's in the process of truck driving. So, and I'm currently working at one of the schools. Other than that, okay.
Other than that, the life's okay. And now, you said you moved into I didn't quite hear it. You moved into a new house. And what was the new house?
In my grandmother's house. My grandmother's house.
Oh, your grandmother's house.
She passed away.
She passed away, okay.
And then my auntie owned.
Okay, all right. Now, did you want to make this move?
Well, it's me and my mom, because the area we was living in before is a real bad area, so we just have to just here. So we kind of left it in that side.
Right. Well, I think the most important thing here is for you. Do you talk to your grandmother?
I try to connect with her, but I don't feel, see, hear, know the messages. So I do try to communicate with her.
Okay, so what's your question for the Posse of Angels?
You can deliver the messages based off what I said.
Okay, all right. The first thing they're saying while I'm shuffling the cards is they want you to, your grandmother is saying to me, she wants you to listen to your intuition. You're not listening to your intuition. You're trying to figure life out. And life is not ours to figure out. Life is for us to believe in your dreams, believe in your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And by believing in your dreams and having that trust and faith and hope in that you're allowed to have your dreams come true, let go of life working out and stay in the present moment. Stay in the present moment.
Okay.
And they try to send you signs as to how to step forward and how to be of most benefit to your life. But most of the time, you're looking elsewhere. You're looking to the past, and you're worrying about the future. Okay, let me go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Sherelle.
Now, when you say, okay, now why are you doing that? When you say that, follow my intuition, now what is it one thing that she said that I had to follow so I could pay more attention to?
Okay. When you pray and you ask for the angels to send you a sign, they want you to be more in the present moment. They said because you're so busy about how and when life is supposed to work out that you're not following their signs as to how they want to show you to be inspired to step forward.
Okay.
Okay, so okay. Really follow their signs. Okay? The first card is coming out to you is the Six of Pentacles. And the Six of Pentacles is in this position is saying that there are people around you that want to help you from
they
the abundance
do.
Of you. They want to help you. But they can only help you if you open up to receive. And they want you to soften. They want you to soften, and they want you to allow them to give to you. Sherelle, you're very good at giving. You're very good at giving to everybody else.
I am.
I know you are, and you're very good at helping and in saving and enabling others. But a lot of the time, you don't allow others to give to you. And how is the universe going to fulfill your intentions and your prayers and your wishes if you're not open to receive? Okay, the second card for you that's coming out is a nine card. This is the Nine of Swords. Now, this is the worry card. This is the worry card and the stressing card and the card that, you know, that often they're saying that your worry and your stressing is only putting your emphasis on what you don't want, and then the universe will send you more of what you don't want.
Okay.
And the last card coming out for you is the Ace of Swords, which is saying that you need to get more mental clarity. Okay, what the Posse of Angels is showing you doing is they want you to get a journal or even some pieces of paper and a pencil, pen, go out in nature and write down what it is and how you want your life to look like. Write down where you would like to live. Write down, you know, I have loving relationships. Don't thank you for my loving relationships. Don't put down I want or I need because you're always going to be wanting or needing. You need to have more clarity on what you want your life to look like and say thank you for it. And then those energies will help the abundance to come in to people to start to give to you. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Sherelle.
Yes, it has. I really appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for Sherelle. And there are some very good messages for all of us, including myself in there, is to, again, because things do miraculously work out, we have to open to receive, and we have to open so that the universe can give to us with all of this. Let's go to our next caller, 708. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lucy. First off,
Hi,
I want to say congratulations, Candy, on the beautiful blessings that have come into your life. That's amazing.
Isn't that just amazing? When I got this email from this filmmaker, it was just like the tingles and the shivers that I got all up and down myself, and I went, oh, my gosh, whoa back, girl. I said, you know, be careful what you ask for, because if you're crystal clear and you're open to receive, the universe is going to answer the fulfillment of your desires in the most extraordinary of ways, so that means a lot to me, Lucy. Thank you. Thank you for that vote of confidence.
You're welcome, dear. Well, actually, my question is along those lines. It's like right now I know what I want and I know what I feel like I should have, but it's almost like I'm afraid because I feel like I've been taking care of everything all this time And in order to accept, it almost means like letting go of the responsibilities. I want
yep.
to receive, but I don't want to let anything go by the wayside. Does that make sense?
It does. And right before you said letting go, I wrote down on a piece of paper, letting go. They want you to know that the foundation that you have, first of all, they're applauding you. I can see them. They're standing in a semicircle, and they're applauding you for the foundation that you have built, Lucy. They said you have been through challenges and struggles. You've triumphed over them, and they are so, so very proud of you, the journey, the spiritual journey that you've been on. They said have faith, like myself. Have the teeniest faith in that little mustard seed that everything that you've been led to do up to now has not been for naught. And you can let go of the steering wheel now as they have it covered. They're saying, we have your back. You must let go and you must surrender. All you needed to do was to step up and take that inspired action, which you've already done. You've already created what you needed to create in order for that new to come in. You've done, and you can let go of that responsibility because the responsibility of the how and the when it working out was never your concern. That was the providence of God and the angels. It's going
right.
to turn out more miraculous than you can possibly imagine, sweetheart. Why are you afraid of letting go of the responsibility?
Because I don't want anything. I want to be happy, but I want to make sure that my responsibilities are taken care of too.
Okay. All right. And what I'm hearing is we got your back.
Okay.
We got your back. Let me go to the cards. You know, they're saying you can let go and you can let God and you can surrender this because you have been a good foot soldier for the light. That's what they're saying. You, every time they ask you to do something, they just said jump, you said how high. And now the payback comes in so many different ways. You are abundant. Abundance is your nature, and you will be abundantly provided for, but you must let go of the constraints and the restrictions as to how that comes in for you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Lucy. Oh, they're still applauding you. I can hear them. They love what you've done. Okay, here you go. First card that comes out for you is a major arcana card, and it's the Justice card. Either you're going to be signing contracts or you're going to be offered a something contractual. There's going to be an opportunity or a job or something. And it's going to allow you to step into your truth. It's going to be allowing you to work your higher magic, they're saying. You know, do you know that you're an alchemist? Do you know that you're a magician?
I've never dared call myself that.
You better start calling yourself that because others will see you. You know on some level that you've done this work before.
Yes.
You know this. And I know this, okay, and they know this. Okay, so you need to, they're saying Lucy from Chicago needs to step up on a wider platform.
Okay.
Lucy, if I can do this, you can do this. Okay, if you need some support, if you need some guidance, you can always email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay.
You're not in this alone. All right. So the first card is a wonderful card. That's a Justice card. Oh my gosh. I want you to email me when whatever this is comes in because you got the Sun next. Two major arcana cards. Wham, wham. The Sun is so radiant. The Sun is so bright, and it's such a happy card. Those people that do know tarot, wherever it falls in the tarot deck, no matter what position, it brings a sunny, bright, And it reveals, that sun will reveal what is the next step for you to take. Next one, okay, I want your life. Next one is the Three of Cups. You're giggling. The next one is the Three of Cups. I mean, look at that reading. I just want you to revel in those cards. The Justice card, the Truth card, speaking your truth, stepping up. I want you sometime today to create a lovely little atmosphere where you can light a candle, call your own angels in, and say, okay, guys, I'm ready to step up and I'm ready for the world to see me. And all I got to do is open up my heart to just step forward and step off that precipice, and either you'll show me how to land or you'll show me how to fly.
Okay. Thank you. I needed to hear this today. Thank you.
I love you so much. Again, if you need some support, please do send me that email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com.
I'll email you, Candy.
All right.
Will,
I'm
definitely
sending you so much love, and I'm so excited for you, Lucy. Take care.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Man, look at that reading. I am so excited for Lucy. Woo-hoo! Go, girl. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is, oh, and by the way, after this, after 206, Gussie is here, then 678, then 559, then 928. So please do stay on the line. Next caller is 206. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate, where are you calling from?
I am calling from California.
But calling from Cali. And what things, if any, have miraculously shown up in your life?
I'm waiting this month for things to miraculously show up.
Okay. And what areas?
In career areas and living areas, new place to live area.
Okay. They want me, while I'm shuffling the cards, they want me to go a little bit more with the living area. What they're saying that the living conditions or the living where you're living now is not in alignment with
right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was temporary. I knew it was temporary, so now I'm looking for a better place.
Okay. They're saying don't put your emphasis so much on looking, because they're sending you the signs.
Okay.
They have been sending you signs for a while because they know your situation is temporary.
Yeah.
When you drop down to your heart, do you feel like it's in, I believe it's still in California where you're going to be. It doesn't feel, you're going to be still in California?
The same city. I want to be in the same area, a new house,
yeah.
A new apartment in the same area, like half hour.
Yeah. Okay, all right. What they're saying is stay in the present moment and ask. Say, okay, guys, this is to your angels. I can't
mm-hmm.
figure this out. I can't
right.
figure this out. Please show me signs as to where the heck I'm going.
Right.
And you will be given a very clear sign. If you are in the present moment and you are observant, you can't miss this sign. I'm just getting shocked. They're saying that, you know, you'll be next to somebody in a grocery store line, and it's as if they'll mention, oh, blah, 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 you know, some city. Or, you know, you'll be reading a magazine and keep seeing an advertisement for this town. Or you hear, you know, when you turn on the radio, they'll give you the name of the place. So they're saying you will be divinely led. Let's go to the cards
right.
and see what other information we have for our cutie face Kate. Let's see. Okay. perfect card, major arcana card, tripping out today with this Jupiter expansion and this Uranus unexpected outcome of this energy. We have the Death card for you, first of all, which is new, endings and new beginnings. Perfect card to start out with. And it's saying, yes, you will be led. You will be divinely led to that new place. The next one is the Four of Pentacles. The Four of Pentacles often talks about hanging on too tightly. You might even have to have an increase in what you're paying. I mean, it's not going to be exorbitant, but it's just saying it's going to be well worth it. And if you step into yourself that you are valued, then you're the value and more abundance will come back to fill that little bit of an increase. They're saying, you know, don't be so
if I find something higher that I think is I'm comfortable with, then go ahead because I will make the money.
Yes, absolutely. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. Every time we step up, then the universe has to step up with us. And the next card that comes out, the next card is a money card. I just said that. It's the Knight of Pentacles.
Ooh, I like that one.
I like that one, too. I've been getting that one very much. And it also means that hard work, your hard work is paying off, and that, I don't know, if you're looking for a new job or a new opportunity or a new source of income, but this move is certainly going to bring you more abundance. And they're saying, because you value yourself, the value of you is going to be represented and matched by the aligning energies of the universe. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Yes. Do you think for me the messages I get from the angels are more visual, like signs, or is it more auditory, like things I hear?
Okay, more signs, a little more auditory. They're saying that it's, in this case, they know that you're clairaudient, but they said in this case, it's going to be visual signs.
Great.
So I'm wishing you lots of luck and stay in the present moment and watch for that magic.
Thank you so much. That was great.
Okay. Lots of love.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Next caller, Gussie is here. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi there. I love your story at the beginning of the show. That just is a wonderful, wonderful story.
Wasn't that a corker? I mean, laughed at them. I laughed at them so hard. I mean, I am a psychic. I do swaps with my friends who are psychics, but I'm going to pay for somebody to have a psychic reading.
It was wonderful.
That's incredible. So how have you been?
You know, I have to follow the caller you just had. I also have a move I'd like to make, but it's really more important right now that I get work, that I get employment. So that has to come first, and then I can make the move. So just like your previous caller.
Okay, the first thing that's coming to mind when I'm shuffling the cards is please do not dictate to the universe what order that your dreams have to manifest.
Okay.
For instance, if you really do let go and you surrender for God and the angels to take the steering wheel of your life to drive you to those miracles, how about if somebody said to you, they know your situation. Oh, I have a guest house that is available, and you could live in that, and you move to where that guest house is, and then you meet somebody in that community or that neighborhood that has a job offering for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're saying. Yeah, okay, all right. I know you understand this, but it's like please don't dictate in what order the universe has to give to you, because they've got your back. They're trying to work it out the absolute best for your utmost benefit. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. First card. Oh, great. These are great cards. Oh, my gosh. The first card that comes out for you is the Four of Wands. And the Four of Wands is that celebration card. It's celebrating your hard work. And that's what these energies of Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion and good luck and lucky breaks, and Uranus, the planet of unexpected outcomes and surprises. It's taking everything that you've done, and I know that you've done so much and you've traversed so many challenges and struggles along your way, and the universe is going to give you, it's open to give you now, as long as you're open to receive in the way that it wants to give to you. My next card that's coming out to you is, I'd be on the lookout for people from the past that are trying to come back into your life again. You've got Six of Cups. And so often the Six of Cups is about people from the past coming back to help you in the situation. Like I said, you know, a friend, a neighbor, you know, a family member, somebody that knows you will say, hey, I've heard about, you know, this place that's for rent or that could be a living place for you. The next card that comes out for you, well, back, you got the Tower. And the great thing about the Tower is that everything has to change, but that once you surrender to that and allow the change to happen, then the new will immediately come in.
So
I think the most important part out of all of this is they want to celebrate you, but you have to let go of what order things have to come in. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Well, the work is really important right now. It's really important. I have a means to an income. That's just really has to. I need it. It's important that I work.
I know you need this, and all you must do is let go and for them to bring it to you in the way that's going to be most beneficial for you.
Yeah.
To keep saying thank you, and blessing your life exactly the way it is now, because that's the energy that's going to bring this opportunity to you. I've got to take the next caller, so
I'm wishing you
so much love. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller, 678. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Candy, it's Sue from Atlanta. How are you?
I'm well, Sue. What's happening with you?
Well, I'm actually getting pulled from two different energies. One, to look for a job, because I'm going to have three in college, in the context of passive income. But I'm also getting pulled to write a book, strong pull, and it's just kind of coming out at me. So I can't do both well at the same time. So I'm wondering, am I pursuing the right thing of authoring the book first before putting all my energy into looking for a source of income?
Okay. Bring the book forth first.
So it's an open-ended question. What are the positive angels have to say?
All right. Well, they are saying, and also because a lot of them, they don't know about time and they don't know about money, but they are saying, in this case, Sue, they're saying, please bring the book forth. This has been niggling you at you for a very long time. And they've come at you in your dream state. Please bring the book forth, because the book is going to be your calling card, and it's going to provide a source of income for you.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. So it's like they're saying, and if you really do make time for this, I'm saying, make time like every evening. I'm going to sit here, light a candle, and I'm going to make myself available to channel this book. Then it's going to happen pretty rapidly.
Oh, I'm actually in a coffee shop doing just that.
Okay. All right, perfect. So wherever this is going to occur, make it your priority that you're going to show up and say, okay, my job as a human is to sit here, consistently to bring this book forth, and then you will be amazed at where this book is going to take you. I'm not saying after you've finished channeling it that, And stop looking for a job very much in the same way as Gussie is here. And just stay in the present moment and see what they're going to bring you in order for you to take inspired action. Could be an opportunity to open up another stream of abundance for you. But certainly they're answering your question, because what they're saying is to first bring the book forth and everything else will fall into place. Cards that are coming out for our lovely Sue. First one is the Page of Swords. Okay, Page of Swords. Page of Swords is always messages. Messages around, isn't this funny? They're saying, certainly he's the youngest of the page, and they want you to come at it with this sort of childlike wonder. Don't try to figure this out. Just open yourself up to being that channel, to fly, they're saying. Allow your creative spirit to fly. And, he's the youngest of the page, so that's that inner child. There you go. The next one is the Eight of Wands, which is the opening. This is an opportunity coming to you. All right, now I get it. What they're saying is the energy and the love and the excited energies, the creative passion that you are going to experience, the abundance when you're channeling this book, is going to bring new things to you. You won't even have to look for it. This is the energy that's going to provide the opportunity and the opening there. And the next one is the Queen of Swords, and the Queen of Swords is the authority. See yourself as the authority in writing this book and bringing it forth. So I hope that's been helpful for you. Three beautiful.
That's awesome, Candy. Thank you very much.
Okay, I was going to say,
as usual.
Three beautiful, isn't that sweet? Three beautiful light blue cards. It's all bright, and it's all open for you. So sending you lots of love. Take care, Sue.
Thank you, Candy.
Okay, bye-bye. Next caller, 559, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Evelyn.
I'm sorry, your name is Christy?
No, Evelyn.
Evelyn, sorry. I got that from. Okay, Evelyn, how has your life been over the past couple of months?
I've been busy.
Been busy? It's what been questions do you have for the Posse of Angels?
It's been my love life. I met this guy named Danny in November, and we were off and on up until April. I don't know why, but I've never felt such a strong connection. But we both decided it was going to be a mutual agreement that it was going to end. And I'm still thinking about him, even though it was a mutual decision. I want to know if there's a possibility of there being some type of reconciliation with him. And I simply because I feel like it was a really strong connection, and I haven't felt with that with anyone else.
Okay. And so are you still with this gentleman?
No.
You're not. Okay. And when did you break up, or when did you?
It was mutual in April.
Okay, it was mutual in April. And your question is whether you're going to have a reconciliation and whether you're going to get together with him?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, the first thing they're saying, Evelyn, is that this is very much a soulmate relationship. You know what a soulmate relationship is?
Yes.
Okay. The soulmate relationships come into romantic soulmate relationships is to reflect back to you what you have not resolved yet within yourself. If you were honest with you, was there anything that you felt that you had to compromise and settle for in this relationship?
Yes, and that's the reason we ended it. I would have to not have any children because he had that surgery not to have any children, and I wanted one. So.
All right. And how does that feel on your heart for to get in a relationship when he says, there's going to be no children? and you want children. How does that feel?
Well, that was a deal breaker.
Okay, good girl. Good girl. That's what the Posse of Angels wanted. They can't say that. They wanted you to say that. How old are you?
32.
You're 32. Close your eyes. You got your eyes closed?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to imagine yourself as a mom in the hospital with a baby in your arms. Look down at your baby. Visualize yourself looking down at your baby. How does that make you feel?
Well, happy.
Of course. This is something that you're longing for. So if the universe only wants what we desire, and this is something that you desire in your heart, you drew this gentleman to yourself to show you, in contrast as a soulmate, to really solidify what it is that your heart truly wants. Put your focus on what you do want in your life. You want to have a life where you do not have to compromise and you do not have to settle for less than you so divinely, wish for. Because you're a child of God, you're here, you can have whatever it is your heart desires, but don't put restrictions and constraints on that. You don't have to settle for less. Let's go to the cards. I'm excited for you, because if you really get this today, then you're going to say to the universe, and you're going to write this down, thank you. Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful man who is my partner. He's my blessing, and I have such a beautiful life in which I don't have to compromise. Your first card is an 8 card of prosperity and abundance within you. This is the strength card, and the strength card is you to be strong and have the courage of your convictions to live a life of truth. The next card is the Hermit. The Hermit, in this case, is telling you to please listen to your intuition, which is please listen to your heart. Don't go against it. Because if you go against it, you'll always bring sadness to yourself. And the third one is the Empress. And the Empress is the pregnancy card. It's the fertility card. That can't be. You can't have more of a sign of you not compromising, you not having children. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Evelyn. The Posse of Angels is saying, please, please do not compromise who you so divinely are.
No, I won't. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care of your beautiful self. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. And with only about 6.5 minutes to go, I have quite a number of callers still on the line. I do not get to you. You can always book an intuitive counseling session, an angel reading with myself, Claire Candy Huff at Angel Healing House. Please do call after the show. That number for Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716, or you can visit my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. So let's see if we can, how many of these calls we can fit in. 928, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, hi, this is Alfina.
Delfina?
Alfina, with an A.
Oh, Alfina. So tell me, what is your question for the Posse of Angels?
Could I just get a general message?
Okay, great. Let me shuffle up the cards and see where they want to fly with this.
Okay.
Unshuffle and see what comes out for you. Okay. 1, 2, buckle my shoe. All right. First card, again, is the Page of Swords. Okay, all right. The first thing they're saying is, how much time do you take in doing things that are fun and playful for you? How much time would you give yourself every week to do something that's playful and fun for you?
I give myself plenty of time to have to do what I really like, and that's what I've been kind of really grateful for the last couple mm-hmm. of months, that I kind of feel more free.
Okay. All right. That's what I want you to continue to do. They want you to continue to be free. They want you to continue to look at life with wonderment and enchantment. Allow yourself to be open to the magic of life happening to you. And the next card that comes out to you is the Four of Wands as well. Okay, they're saying with this card, are you looking to move? Are you looking to or to do something with your home currently?
No, I'm not planning on moving, but I would like to, I guess there's some stuff I need to work on within my home because it's, I need like repairs and stuff, so.
Okay, that's what they're pointing to. They're saying when you do this from a feng shui point of view, when you start doing those repairs, when you start to make things fresh, even a lick of new paint or, you know, getting the cobwebs away or whatever it is, it's going to start bringing you in the fulfillment of your desires because it's going to flow easily. The energies are going to change much more. And then we have the King of Pentacles, and the King of Pentacles is always about allowing that abundance to be grounded and to see the physical manifestation of it. So they're saying at the moment the general message is for you to get ye into your house and do those repairs and clear up that clutter. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for that.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got time for just one more caller, and it's got to be quick. 480, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
My name is Yvette, and I was just calling about a question about a career change and direction and but general, whatever comes up. I know you got to go quick, so.
Okay, all right. Let's go to the cards and career. Are you doing what you love doing now, Yvette?
I'm working towards that.
Okay. All right. They're saying, once again, please do not compromise and settle for anything you so less that richly deserve. Okay, very quickly. Let's see what the cards have to say. 1, 2, 3. I might have to cut this really short. Let's go to the first card. First card is the Five of Pentacles, and it's saying the door of abundance is waiting for you, and it's waiting to open for you. It's right there in front of you. But a lot of the times you've compromised yourself and you settled for less. So please, please, watch out for those signs and open yourself up. The next is, yes, they're saying definitely the judgment card comes up. There's a new phase in your life. There's a new beginning, and it's about to happen for you. And the eighth card, Eight of Swords, is trust. Trust the universe that has your back. And trust that everything will work out for your highest good. I've got to go now, Yvette. I'm so sorry. All right. I'm sending you lots of love. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to the listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. But don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter that's filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please do email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. Also, if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling, Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype, please do call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your extraordinary radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself, Love and angel blessings. Speak to you next week. Bye.